Hello, friends. Welcome to Spyology Squad. We are a team of spies who specialize in science. You see, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas are trying to take over the world through science, and it is up to us to stop them before it is too late. Last time on Spyology Squad, we saw that Jaden and Ava and their whole class went on an awesome field trip to some kind of chocolate factory. But strangely enough, Dr. Stinky Breath and the Purple Ninjas seem to be working on some kind of chocolate recipe. Have you figured out what in the world Dr. Stinky Breath might be up to? Well, let's find out. Ava, Jaden, and their whole class were back on the school bus on their way back to school. They had left the chocolate factory, but had such a fun time. Except Jaden didn't look so good. Jaden, are you okay? Said Ava.
Oh, I'm fine. I shouldn't have eaten that last bag of chocolate.
You ate a bag of chocolate? Said Ava.
Well, more like four bags of chocolate.
Well, however you're feeling, I don't think we can blame it on chocolate, said Ava. I think we have to blame it on the person who ate four entire bags of chocolate.
Yeah. What did they... I didn't see. What did they give us on the way out?
Said Jaden. Ava reached down on the floor to pick up the bag that they had handed all the students on their way out. Looks like some pamphlets on, you know, the stuff we learned about chocolate and, oh, some coupons for more free chocolate.
I can't even dream of more chocolate, said Jaden. Here, take my coupons. I don't want any more.
Okay. Ava gladly took his coupons for free chocolate. After school, they were both on their way to HQ, but Ava wanted to stop by the store to use those coupons that she had. Hey, I was thinking maybe we could bring the chocolate over to HQ while we work, said Ava.
Okay, just as long as I don't even want to see him, said Jaden.
I hope you learned your lesson, Jaden. That was a lot of chocolate you ate.
I don't want to talk about it.
After the store, when they got all that chocolate, they zoomed on over to HQ with the jetpacks. Jetpacks just make travel way faster. And as they arrived at the door, they grabbed their access card to open and unlock the door. The door opened and they could see Mr. Jim working in the back. Hey, Mr. Jim, how's it going? Shouted Ava.
You're not going to believe this. I don't know. I've been tracking something over here. Hold on.
Mr. Jim's fingers were flying across the keyboard, typing away very fast. I'm assuming something must be wrong, said Ava.
Well, I'm not sure yet, said Mr. Jim. Our emotion tractor is just acting really strange.
I didn't know we had a tractor for our emotions, said Jaden.
Whoa, dude, what's wrong with you? He ate four bags of chocolate today, said Ava.
Holy smokes, four bags of chocolate?
Said Mr. Jim.
I don't want to talk about it,
said Jaden as he held his stomach. He still wasn't feeling very good. Do you guys have any more chocolate, or did Jaden eat it all? Asked Mr. Jim.
Here, you can have some. I don't want any, but we had some free coupons from the chocolate factory, and we got these, I don't know, there's some kind of new chocolate bar at the store. Here.
He handed Mr. Jim a chocolate bar.
This is really good.
So what were you saying about some kind of like emotion tracker? Said Ava.
Yes, our emotion tracker, it's acting really strange. You see, everybody experiences different emotions, right?
Asked Mr. Jim. Can you think of any? Like happy, sad, angry, said Ava.
How about miserable? Said Jaden.
Yeah, exactly. Those are all emotions, and sometimes you might even feel all of those at the same time.
Yeah, I think I feel all of those and more, said Jaden.
Yes, emotions can definitely be confusing sometimes, said Mr. Jim. But look at this.
He pulled up on the screen this chart of all kinds of lines and squiggles. It was kind of confusing looking. But then he clicked something that turned
this one line read, "Look at this." Mr. Jin was pointing on the screen and said, "This is a rare kind of emotion called liberosis." "What is liberosis?" said Ava. "I've never heard of that one." "Good question. Let me just pull up the definition right here," said Mr. Jin. "See, it says, liberosis is the desire to care less about things. Have you ever felt that way before?"
"I definitely care less about a lot of things right now," said Jaden.
"Yeah, it's something that everyone can feel, but our emotion tracker is telling us that there's a lot of people in our town feeling exactly that right now, which is just really strange. So what should we do about it now?" asked Ava. "For now, nothing," said Mr. Jim. "But let's definitely keep a close eye on this." "Okay, we will," said Ava. "But I should probably head home, and I got some homework that I need to work on." "Okay, we'll see you later," said Mr. Jim. "Jaden, I hope you feel better soon."
"Okay, thank you. All right, bye."
Later that night, as Ava was working on all of her homework, she received an email from her teachers that read, "Attention all students, we have canceled homework for the rest of the year because us teachers don't want to grade it anymore. Signed, Mrs. Lattimore." "Hold on a second. What?" said Ava. "This can't be right." Ava reached for her walkie-talkie to call Jaden. "Shh, Jaden, did you get an email from our teacher?"
"Shh, I did. Isn't that amazing?"
said Jaden.
"Shh.
Well, you sound better." "Yeah, but this email is just so strange," said Ava.
I wouldn't complain about it, Ava. Just no more homework. And I kind of want some more chocolate. Do you have any more?"
"Shh. Are you serious, Jaden? You need to take a serious break from chocolate."
"Shh."
The next morning, they found out that school was canceled and even their soccer games for the rest of the season. When Ava heard about this, she was not happy.
"This is ridiculous,"
said Ava as she read that email to her parents.
"How is this possible? Why is everything getting canceled?"
"I gotta call Mr. Jim. He's gotta know something."
"Shh. Mr. Jim, are you there? This is Ava. Over."
"Shh." No answer.
"Shh. Mr. Jim, this is Ava. I think there's an emergency. Are you there? Over." "Oh. Oh, hey, sorry. I was thinking we should just shut down HQ. I don't think there's any bad guys out there anymore. I think our job is done. This is Mr. Jim. Over and out."
"Shh.
Jaden, are you there? Something's not right."
"Shh. Hey, Ava. Yeah, was that really Mr. Jim?"
"Shh. Yes. He said something about wanting to shut down HQ. Something is definitely not right."
"I agree, Ava," said Jaden. "Let's definitely meet up at HQ right now. It's an emergency."
"Shh."
Meanwhile, up in the stinky blimp lab.
"Purple ninjas, looks like our new chocolate recipe is working nicely."
"Hey, could you tell us more about what you did? What is going on exactly?"
"Well, I just changed the chemistry a little bit. Switched out some happiness for something that will help us take over the world through chocolate."
"Oh no, this is serious. It sounds like Mr. Jim has been infected with it too. How in the world is this happening? Are Jaden and Ava going to be able to figure out what is going on before it's too late, before Mr. Jim and HQ and everything falls to Dr. Stinky Breath? I don't know what's going to happen next, but we're going to have to wait and see what happens on the next episode of Spyology Squad.
We need more kids just like you on our Spyology Squad. If you love science, or if you love stopping bad guys, You need to go to SpyologySquad.com so that you can join our team, because there's an adventure around every corner.